I've got something that I want to show you over in the, let's go over there.
Gregory Moore walks through a maze of different shapes and sizes of metal sheets and objects. It is in these rusted and stained metal objects that he finds inspiration to revive and reinvent.
I've been painting on found objects for the past 2 years. I've been looking around, going around town, checking out dumpsters, going to recycling centers, going to salvage yards and scrap yards, just looking around in meadows, getting stuff and painting on it. So I like the look of rusted metal, and I like what happens when I paint a picture of thistles or flowers or cats or birds.
Gregory Moore's art is about reclaiming rusted, dented, or stained metal surfaces and painting on them in a way that their color and texture guide the artwork. Moore says that the idea to paint on such surfaces evolved on its own.
Sort of developed slowly. It was like something that I was just did for fun. There was like a cool piece of metal in the backyard and I just painted on it. It was just going to be like a fun little, it wasn't. And then it just sort of developed slowly from there over a couple of years.
And as if the rusted and stained surfaces weren't interesting enough, the artist says one of the most interesting surfaces he has worked on is one which nobody would think of as a piece of art.
I think this piece is pretty interesting right here. This is an elevator console that I found in a dumpster around town. And I thought it was really cool. I just looked inside of a dumpster and it was there. So now I can't pass by a dumpster without looking inside just to see. So I thought like pairing it with some dogwood blossoms would make an interesting contrast. I think the fact that the elevator console is kind of old looking, it feels a little bit claustrophobic. You get the picture of like sort of an old elevator, but then sort of this like fresh outdoor feeling of the blossom sort of makes a good contrast.
Moore says that the knobs and switches of the old elevator console represent a period of time which fascinates him. Some of his other works too tell a story of their own.
Same thing maybe with these shelves. Sort of like you get a sense of where they used to be, maybe in a garage or something. I actually found these in the back of a dry cleaning place, just sort of out there. And then like the pans give a different feeling, you know. It's like somebody's kitchen.
Some of his pieces include a praying mantis on an old machinery lid cover and some chair seats with flowers painted on them. Moore says he mostly trusts his intuition to decide on which image to paint on a metal surface.
So more and more, like, I've been just looking at the piece of metal, this is as I develop, and just try to decide what goes on it, sort of more intuitively. So like this is a really good example of that, because I was just looking at this piece of metal, and then the image of the seagulls just came out of it, because it looked like maybe the ocean from above to me. So I thought like, seagulls, yeah.
Gregory Moore's recent works include works of art with weeds, wildflowers, cats, birds, fishes, or insects on them.
Well, it's different each time. And like this one right here, for instance, is going to be a fish. A goldfish, probably. And I've got some sketches right here of goldfish that will probably go on here. And I think it's because I had another one like this that was just exactly like this that I did a fish on and it worked really well. So, and maybe because of the blue color and just because like I'm interested in doing a goldfish. This right here is elephants because somebody wanted me to paint elephants, so I'm in the middle of this one. And this one right here is some more of these dogwoods because somebody wanted me to. So I do commissions and people ask me, they say, I need an elephant. So I do. And the cats were cats because of where I found this piece of metal. There were cats around it. So I was like, I should put cats on there.
But Moore does admit that sometimes inspiration and intuition elude him, leaving him clueless about what to do with a metal surface.
But then I often don't know. Like, I just got these three new pieces that I'm really excited about. I love it when they have words on it already. And these three gas cans that I don't know what's going to go on there. And I I'm not sure when I'll know. So meanwhile, I'll work on something else until I know.
The artist says that he wants his art to be understood by people of all backgrounds who can appreciate the reinvention of old discarded junk into beautiful pieces of art. The Fayetteville Underground Art Talk being hosted at the Fayetteville Underground Art Gallery today is an opportunity for him and another Fayetteville artist, Lilani Law, to talk about their artwork and art in general.
Well, we have our first Thursday openings every month, and it's a big sort of reception, and a lot of people are down here, and it can be really just big. And so I wanted to have something later on in the month that sort of lets people know that we're still open and bring people down here, maybe a little more low key, have some snacks and some wine, and I can just talk to people about what I'm doing, and show them examples of the kind of metal that I paint on before I paint on it, give them an example of, or just talk about how I come up with the imagery that I'm going to paint on it.
Lilani Law, another artist being featured at the Fayetteville Underground Art Talk today evening, has helped put together an exchange with an art collective from Seattle called Shift. The exhibit called Continental Shift will be discussed by Lilani. Apart from the art talk today evening, Fayetteville Underground has other initiatives that can be of interest to the artists and art lovers of Fayetteville.
We have 4 new art shows every month. And we have these four studio or gallery spaces that we fill with new work, and we have we open up first Thursdays every month for a reception of that, and then we're open throughout the week.
The Fayetteville Underground Art Talk will be hosted at Fayetteville Underground, 1 East Center Street, tonight at 6:30. For more information, please log on to their website www.fayettevilleunderground.com. For Results at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.